This is Senator Al Simpson. The president has clearly outlined what he wants done this year for the environment. But will the Democrats let him do it? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, President Bush is and has always been the environmental president. Last year, we passed his landmark Clean Air Act. This year alone, he's asked for $1.8 billion to upgrade and promote our national parks, forests, wildlife, refuges, and public lands. He's also working to get increased funding for important programs of the Environmental Protection Agency, like air pollution control, water treatment, and environmental cleanup. Ted, George Bush's commitment to the environment has been real and solid, but he can't make any progress at all without the help of Congress. Bush's proposals are sweeping. Will you bash them again for ugly partisan reasons, or will you help us to appropriate the funds to carry out these important programs, even though he might get some credit?
Al, the Bush environmental record deserves its failing grade. You must have been snoring through that part of his State of the Union speech, Al, when he talked about many regulations he'd end. What he meant was regulations that protect the environment and upset your developer friends. It takes real chutzpah, Al, to claim credit for the Clean Air Act when the administration delayed action for months in a craven effort to weaken the requirements and give polluters a break. Since then, Vice President Quayle's Council on Competitiveness has worked overtime to undo even the stripped-down protections Congress was able to enact. Name any environmental issue, Al. You and the administration are always too little too late. Global warming, the hole in the ozone, offshore drilling, unsafe nuclear power plants, destroying the wetlands, gutting the Endangered Species Act. No wonder you're the MVP, Al, of the environmental dirty dozen. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the administration's economic recovery plan. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.